You want to launch a book, but not one that gets 2 reviews and is forgotten the next day. So how do you do it in a way that changes your career and your life? That's what I'm here to tell you. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David, the podcast that's had more names than Kim Kardashian has had husbands. Yes, we're talking about launching books, which, by the way, encompasses building a business with your book, building a brand from your book, and all the other names that this podcast has had. So to welcome you to this newest of new incarnations that should have just been the first name of the podcast, I am having a special guest. Her name is Samantha Perkins. She is the number one best-selling author of Alive AF, One Anxious Mom's Journey to Being Alcohol-Free. And she's somebody who I have walked through the process of writing and publishing her book. We get all into that in the episode. But here's what I'm going to tell you up front. She is a doll. And I've seen her walk through so much fear around this and rise to every occasion. And just it's really watching somebody blossom through this process. And since publishing her book, she's launched a speaking career, appeared on numerous podcasts, been quoted in the media, talked about her book on TV, and she is now available as a Launchpad writing and publishing coach. Yep, that's something we're now offering. If you can take our courses, you can hire us, or you can have one of our coaches walk you through the process of writing and publishing your book. To find out how you can do that, and to find out more about Samantha and get the show notes for this episode, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/Samantha. And now I give you Samantha Perkins. Okay, Samantha, we're going. I would say intimately involved in the launch of your book, though that sounds way more sexual than I meant it. But let's talk about your release as if I was not, in a way. Well, first of all, let's tell listeners what about your book.
Yes. Okay. I'm so excited. So I wrote a book. It's called Alive AF, One Anxious Mom's Journey to Becoming Alcohol Free. And it came out on January 1st, available on Amazon. And yes, it's been just super exciting. The whole process from start to finish. I just never thought that I would be able to do it. And I have, and I'm super pumped about it.
Okay. And it's not that I never thought you could, but I've told you this before, but what listeners don't know is Samantha was in a program that I created about writing your book in a year. And frankly, I was just making it up, like most things. I said, you know, what will happen if I can get, I think I said, if I can get 20 people to sign up, then I'm going to do this. And if I can't, I won't. You signed up. Along, I believe, I'm terrible with numbers, 19 others. This was now, what year was that? Was that 2018.
Okay. Yeah.
And we start. And it was just like, you know, this Agatha Christie book that I read as a kid. And then there were none. One by one, people knocked themselves out with different excuses. And we were left with a core, you know, a year and a half later, a core group of 5. And the plan was for each to release their book. And so far, you are the lone winner. Like you won the race. We didn't even know it was a race. And I could never have predicted who it would have been. So did you think that whole time that you were going to definitely release it?
I do, actually. You know, it's funny because I've been telling this story a lot because since the release of the book, people reach out to me about the topic of the book, but they also want to know how I wrote a book and, you know, what the writing process was like. And, you know, I was in bed one night really late scrolling Instagram and it was your post. I don't even know how I started following you, but it said something like, do you want to write a book? If so, swipe up. And so I swiped up and I, you know, signed up for this program. And I remember thinking to myself, like, if I sign up for this, you know, then I'm going to have to do it. And so I think that is when I decided right then and there, like, if I'm going to pay the money and, you know, do this work and put into this course, then I'm definitely going to do it. And I'm a really good rule follower. So, you know, as long as I have a good instructor, you know, leading me along, I definitely, I think I just did what you said to do. And it happened. The book was published.
You did. You just don't, what you don't know is how rare that is. And it was really, really impressive, because basically what I did is I got you to really not the finish line. Like the last kind of really confusing part was up to you. Now I'm developing this program that's all about how to get you, you know, through the publication. But it was just so impressive to watch you just figure out each step and do it. And so you were writing this book. Why did you want to write a book?
You know, I've always loved writing. And, you know, over the years, I've written lots of different things. And I had a couple blogs many, many years ago that I, you know, would write on as if it were like a Fortune 500 company, but I never shared it with anyone, you know, but I just loved it. It was such a huge passion. But I never really had like a driving force or any particular topic. I just kind of wrote things. And so when I stopped drinking, I did so in such a way that I think, was different than many people, in that I didn't have what some might call alcoholism. I didn't have like a rock bottom story. But I was just like this very anxious person in which anxiety was increasing based on my alcohol use. And so I decided to start writing about it on a blog. And, you know, I loved being able to write and express myself. It was a great way to cope. But then also I started getting questions and people asking me like, how did this happen? And it just kind of fueled me to want to continue to tell the story. And then, you know, you came along with this Instagram post and I'm like, yes, I'm doing this.
And how has your life changed as a result of releasing this book?
I think just writing in general is just now a solid core coping skill for me. So, you know, it's a huge coping outlet, and that has been just a great source of, you know, kind of relieving stress in every way. You know, it's just something I have to do now to take care of myself. It's such a top priority in self-care. But also I've just made so many friends and connections, you know, like being a writer has opened up, you know, kind of an avenue to people that I would have otherwise never known about. And, you know, I've really just been able to kind of like strengthen these relationships. And, you know, I feel like I have friends all over the world now. And it's just been a really, really fun experience.
Have people reach out to you for help with drinking or quitting drinking?
Yeah, I think that my story, because I don't have like this moment of time when I was doing something crazy, I am very relatable in that there's just no highs, no lows, you know, and I think a lot of us live in that place. And so I do get so many, especially moms, reaching out to me that, you know, they're not alcoholics by any means, they're functioning just fine, but they are drinking a lot at night just to relieve the stress of motherhood, especially right now living in the pandemic and everything that's been going on in the world. You know, they've turned to alcohol as their like thing that they do. They're, you know, it's for coping, it's for having fun, it's for, you know, relieving stress after a long day. And I think that I've been able to help people see that there are other things that we can do to live outside of alcohol. And so I've made a lot of connections in that way as well.
And so let's talk about your launch. So you followed, and I've talked on this podcast, you know, about the advanced reader team formula, but you know, you did that. And let's just briefly talk about it. You put together an advanced reader team. Who'd you ask to be in it?
So I had a blog and I knew that I would have this advanced reader team coming along because the program that we did was a year long. So I had a lot of time to prepare and I'm really happy for that. I know that a lot of people see like a 1 year and they're like, oh, I'm not going to do that. It takes too long. But I think having that kind of framework really helped me develop some things over time that I would need. And so I started working on like gaining emails via the blog over time. I would, you know, market getting an email via Instagram every time I sent out a blog post. I would make sure that there was the block where people could sign up using their email addresses. And, you know, I didn't grow a huge following, but I did get a lot of email addresses. And so I used those for the advanced reader team, which was super helpful because I didn't want to have close friends or family, you know, that those weren't going to be the types of reviews that I needed. So it worked out really well.
And so that's so cool. I think that's such an important message that you didn't have like tens of thousands of people, but what you had were people who were reading your emails. Can I ask numbers? How many people are on the list?
Yeah, I think I have, this took like a really long time and I still only
it
have
takes forever.
Yeah, I only have like 115 people, but I do believe that those people, you know, I can read the statistics from when I send out like a newsletter or something, and most of those people open them. So again, yeah, it is like a much smaller following, but they're dedicated and they're interested in my work.
That's what matters so much more than, you know, tens of thousands that don't. I have tried and tried and tried, and I've got 3,500 and people sign up as quickly as they unsubscribe. And right now I'm going to do a list cleanse, which you have to do after a while for all the people who don't open, and you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Now, so you put out one email. What did you do? You sent out one email and said, "Hey, would you do me this favor?"
Basically. Yeah, and basically, people who I knew were regularly reading the blog, I just let them know that I was going to be writing a book and that it was coming out, and would they like to be a part of this advanced reader team? And like, how cool is it? Because it's exclusive. You're going to get it first, and those kinds of things, which I think really motivated people and helped them, you know, want to be a part of it.
And so, how many people said yes?
So I had about 60 people who said that they would, you know, do it, maybe a little bit more, maybe like 75 people who were on the email for the team. So I was pretty pleased with that. You know, I thought that would be a good start. And then, you know, almost all of them, you know, read the book and then reviewed it. So it worked out really well.
That's a crazy success rate. And then of course, and you're in the inner circle, the membership, you know, the Launchpad membership group, and that is like a really supportive group. I would hope like 100% of the inner circle came through.
They definitely did. Yes. And the funny thing is, you know, everyone on the inner circle are writers. And so my friends would reach out to me and they're like, who's writing these reviews? You know, because they were so beautifully written themselves, you know, so it was really great.
And so I remember well the debate about the title. So let's talk about what that process was like for you.
Yeah, it was the worst. This is like a theme for me in general. I'm more of like I can, you know, do the work, but naming it is hard. I had trouble naming my two children, but every time someone asked me what I was going to name them, I'm like, why are you asking me this? Like right now I'm focused on like birthing a child. I don't really care about their name that much. And I felt the same way about the book. You know, I was just like, who cares what the name is? The meat, the best part is on the inside. But I knew that I needed to pick something, you know, that was going to look good on the cover. And that was also going to, you know, appeal and explain. I didn't want to be too like overly clever. And I, you know, again, learning from you, I knew what I needed in the title. So I had a really hard time with it. But in the end, I just decided since most of my advanced reader team came from the blog and most people were going to learn about this through the blog, that I would just name it the same as the blog, which is Alive AF, and the AF stands for alcohol free.
One Anxious Mom's, what's this? The subtitle's really good. What is it?
One Anxious Mom's Journey to Becoming Alcohol Free.
And what's so good about that, because I'm studying more and more and more about keywords, is you got all these amazing keywords in there. And here's a hot off the press tip that I've just figured out. The subtitle should be pain point followed by solution. Meaning the reader looks and they go, I am having this problem of blah-de-de-blah. And if I read this, I will go from being anxious to alcohol-free. I mean, it's kind of genius subconsciously, because we didn't really know that then.
No.
But oh my God, how many titles did we debate? Like dozens.
Yes, a lot of them. But I did want to, you know, make sure that I had, you know, much like you're saying, the keywords in there, you know, I wanted people to know that I'm a mom, that this book has a lot to do with anxiety. It's not just a recovery-based book, you know, it's a lot about mental health. And so, but, you know, the whole point being that I am alcohol-free. So it was just like a way to figure out how to get that all in there.
And the irony that you went back to the original name of your Instagram and blog is kind of not lost on me. So let's talk about the other elements that you pieced together. You used the Launchpad cover design. That's one of my favorite covers he's ever done. It's just amazing.
Yeah, he was great.
What was the cover design process like? Did you go to him with sample covers that you liked?
You know, I did. I developed a Pinterest page with my editor, and we both worked on, you know, we would add stuff into that so that we had some sort of, thing to go back to look at, to pass along to him. But I think in the end, I like for things to be like as simple as possible. And so I just really talked to him about that. And he was able to, just after a couple of times back and forth, figure out something that would work.
Yeah, I love it because you're a minimalist, and that's a minimalist cover. And also, you know, you worked with Becky, who's on my team. God, does Becky love a Pinterest board? I didn't know you guys did that together, but that's so not surprising. And so what are the other, it's these little things. So then there's the ISBN and the barcode and the layout, and walk us through what you did for that.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, okay, so it's so overwhelming. And I know when I'm like talking to people about this now, and I see when you're talking to people, like you just, it's the step-by-step process, and you can't get to the next step without doing the first one, you know? And so I just had to like be patient, which is so hard, especially when you're really excited. So I got on and I got an ISBN and a barcode, which I've learned a lot about that. And then passed that along to the cover designer, because that has to go on the cover. I worked on the backside of Amazon, which is Kindle Direct Publishing, and, you know, entered in all of the information, converted over the ISBN, and just really had to take it one step at a time, because it's so overwhelming, and you kind of lose lack of control over timing, and, you know, like everything has, you know, takes a little while to like confirm and to process through. And so you're just kind of like taking it literally one tiny step at a time. And somehow I was able to keep walking to get to the finish line.
And what else did you do for your launch? Let's talk about, you know, I know that you're doing podcasts and all, but tell me everything that you did.
So, yeah, I'm really disappointed because I planned on having a big giant launch party, just not feeling like.
Wait, that was my fault. I was trying to turn my notifications off, and instead I silenced you. Start from the beginning of your answer.
Okay. So I'm kind of disappointed because I wanted to have a giant launch party, but it was still kind of COVID, and I'm just taking things as safely as possible. And so after doing the advanced reader team on launch day, it was January 1st, which looking back, maybe wasn't the greatest day to launch because most days are off. Most people, I mean, are off work that day. And so they're probably not like reading their emails and checking social media. However, I just continued to share on social media. I sent things out in my newsletter. I popped into Facebook groups and into everybody that I knew via social media outlets like Instagram that I'd written a book. I wrote a blog post about it, and I put that out so that people could read why I wrote the book and then also buy it from the link from the blog. And I'm still just really trying to talk about it at least two or three times a week via my social media outlets to let people know that it's out. And, I guess I'm still launching, you know, I want to have a launch party just when it's safe to do so, in a setting with people.
Mm-hmm. I think that what people don't understand is how long the launch can go on. It's not just one week and out. I mean, you could launch a book for a year.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that, you know.
And so you, of course, in terms of building from there, you have now officially been hired as a Launchpad publishing coach. So it has made you into a coach. But is there any, I know we've talked to, like, I talk about this a lot, but are there other business elements that you hope to build or have built as a result of the best-selling book?
Yeah, I've definitely, I've got some speaking gigs coming up that will be paid. Obviously, that's like a huge goal. So I'm excited about
that. How'd you do it? Where are you speaking?
One of my big goals was to work like in the mental health and medical field, because I think there's a big disconnect of, you know, people asking about how much you're drinking and then not really following up with it, you know, like within a therapist's office or a doctor's office. And so I have a history in working in mental health. And so I kind of reached back out to those old contacts to see if anyone anyone would be interested in me coming to speak. And so they are, and I've been hired to do that. And I'm hoping to continue to do some like consulting with mental health professionals just in that realm, using my past experience and now the book to kind of launch that. So yeah, there's that. And then I, kind of have like, I just think the book is helpful for like anything that I've got going on. It's like the book is my business card kind of thing. And you know, it's like people just seem a little bit more interested if you're a published author.
I didn't know you got paid speaking gigs. I'm so impressed. This is what I love about you. I love a lot of things, but you just quietly go about these things and you don't call a lot of attention to it. And like, you basically casually were like, oh yeah, yeah, I was on TV for the book, you know? And I'm like, you were? Well, tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's funny because, you know, like I said, I think doing the year-long program with you, I had this time to like think it through and like really take down notes on these things that you taught everyone. And it really, I mean, all along you've said, this is what can happen for you if you do these things. And I think you're right. Like maybe some people just don't do the things, but I've just done them just as you said. And, you know, I don't like, people aren't knocking on my door asking me to come and speak or to be on TV, but I've reached out to people, you know, I knew someone who knew someone in our local news station, and I reached out, and she was happy to have me on. You know, it wasn't nearly as painful as a process as I thought. And so after that, I just really felt like I could put myself out there. You know, I think maybe people don't do it because of rejection, but I've asked a lot of people if they would want me to come and speak or if I could write something for them. Most of them have said no, but right, the ones that have said yes have been great. You know, every opportunity is just another advancement.
I think it's such a good point. I mean, for me, every no is, I've just always been one of these people that no is so harsh. I'd rather never hear. Just like when I was dating, just don't call me. Don't call me and tell me this isn't working. If I didn't get the job, don't tell me. Like, just let it go. And no's are so hard, and you have to do, you cannot take it personally. It's plugging through a list and just going, I'm asking this person. And it's a numbers game. Some people are going to say yes.
Yeah, I actually just did. So I sent like one day I had on my to-do list to reach out to like these local magazine publications. And so I sent like maybe 20, you know, emails to these people. And of course, I like assume no one's ever going to get back to me. I just, you know, I'm not like sitting next to my phone waiting on them to call. But I got this call. It was like a Friday night and I answered it. And this lady's like, hey, this is so-and-so from Today's Woman Louisville magazine. Would you be interested in being featured in our article? You know, like she never got back to me. This was like weeks since I had sent the email. So, you know, that gave me a lot of encouragement to just know that, you know, it's out there. You know, I've done my part. I put myself out there. And then if something comes back, that's great.
Okay. And so then we also, and I love how honest you are about this. Let's talk about the challenging parts. You know, the emotional hangover, and you wrote about that. Anybody who doesn't read the Launchpad Medium publication, you can go to medium.com/launchpad and read this piece. But let's talk about that. What was that like?
Yeah, I think, you know, I knew because you had prepared me for what it was going to be like, but still in my head, and I listen to your podcast a lot, and I know a lot of people say this, so it's not just me, but in my head, I'm like, oh, well, it'll be different. You know, like this book will be, you know, picked up immediately and everyone's going to call and it's going to be this huge celebration, you know, and on launch day, I, you know, launched the book and, you know, a couple of people called. Right. Like my aunt and my cousin, you know, my mom, you know, but, you know, I had to do my laundry and there wasn't a launch party and I ate, you know, Chinese food in front of the TV that night. You know, my life did not change drastically on the day that I launched a book. And, you know, I think like just putting yourself out there writing, it's so hard. And for me, you know, like many people didn't know my story. And so then there's this kind of like vulnerability hangover of like, oh my gosh, like this wasn't intended for everyone in my small hometown to read and then talk about, you know, those kinds of things that I really just had to like take time to like get through. And, you know, there was a moment where I'm like, oh, I just hope no one ever reads the book and I don't want to talk about it anymore. But then, you know, like that time went on and now I'm back to like wanting to promote it and talk about it a lot, you know?
So the hangover passed?
Way. Yeah. Passed.
And so what now? I know you're still in the inner circle. So what are you writing now?
Yeah, I really wanted to take the momentum of like the first book right into the second book. But I did find, you know, I was like so exhausted from all of the lead up to everything that I had to do to get it online. So I am working on book number two. It's slow, but it's coming along. I'm also working on a small, there's a group of writers doing a book. So I'm on that. And I've picked up a couple of articles from Help a Reporter Out that I've written for. So that's been really fun.
Oh, let's talk about that. So you signed up for, it's Help a Reporter, I talk about it a lot, but Help a Reporter Out or Harrow. And you get the 3 emails a day.
Yes, exactly. Morning, afternoon, and evening. And, you know, I really have no idea what I'm doing because each person wants something different. Like, you know, what the pitch is supposed to be like. And some people want it to be super formal and some people just want you to reply with, you know, with a link. And so I just scroll through every day. And if there's something that I think that I could write about, I pitch it. And I did get a couple of, you know, I guess they got back to me about it. So that's exciting.
And yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, Harrow is all these journalists basically put the sources that they're looking for on this website and anybody can sign up for it. And I always tell people while you're writing a book, you are an expert in the topic you are writing a book about and you are doing a journalist a favor. If they send out, they're looking for sources and you're an expert, you know, you're writing a book on running. And so therefore you're an expert on running, somebody from Running World doing a story, you're doing them a favor. So stop thinking that they're doing you such a favor. But these were actual writing assignments or you were getting quoted?
Yes, getting quoted. One was like an interview for actually something outside of what I had written about, but I thought that I had the skills to write about it. So it was just like a quick interview that they then posted on their site. So, you know, and I just was able to like plug the book in there somehow, you know,
And that's the trick. It plug the book in there somehow. It's up to you because it's not news to anybody that we have a book out, as you learned on January 1st of this year. It's not news. It should be, but it's not. There should be paparazzi outside our door. Nope. Nobody cares. So we have to make them care by finding out the angle that will make them care. And then, like I said, I think we are doing them a favor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I just was able to like link back. And I think that I had been on Harrow before and tried to pitch articles, but it wasn't until I had author of, you know, that people were more interested, I guess.
Well, okay. Well, we have to start wrapping up. Please tell people where they can find out more about you.
Okay. So I'm on Instagram, SamanthaPerkins_AliveAF. And you can find me at my blog. It's spaliveaf.com. And that's it.
And now Samantha is on board as a coach for Launchpad. So you can find out. Well, for right now, you got to book a call with me to book a coach. But if you go to launchpadpub.com/coaches, you can find out about we do writing coaches and publishing coaches, and they'll walk you through writing and publishing a book. And you, too, can have the emotional hangover that Samantha Perkins had.
It's so worth it.
So worth it. Okay. Thank you so much. And y'all, thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next week.